From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In high school basketball action on Friday night, the GW boys beat Tunstall 56-46 to close out the regular season. The Eagles were led by Isaac Smith with 14 points and 8 rebounds, while Kobe Morrison finished with 13 points and 7 rebounds. The Eagles finished the regular season with a record of 18-3 overall and 11-1 in the district. GW will play Martinsville in the Piedmont District Tournament semifinals tonight. Our coverage will begin from Bassett at 5:15 on WBTM. The GW girls basketball team also finished the season with a 44-25 win over Tunstall. The Eagle girls finished the regular season with a record of 13-9 overall and 11-3 in district play. The GW girls are the 2 seed and will play Bassett in the district tournament semifinals tonight at 7 at Magna Vista. The Chatham girls basketball team powered past Gretna on Friday night 57-41. The Cavalier girls were led by Ja'Kiah Jiggets with 22 points and Jemiah Johnson with 15. The Chatham girls are now 16-4 overall and 9-1 in the district. The Chatham boys fell to Gretna 69-66 on Friday. The Hawks are now 17-4 overall and 9-1 in district action, while the Cavaliers dropped to 8-12 overall and just 1-9 in the district. The Dan River boys basketball team hammered William Campbell on Friday night 74-35. Jameer Reynolds led the way for the Wildcats with 20 points, while Matthew Watson scored 15. The Wildcats are now 15-5 overall and are 7-3 in the Dogwood District. NASCAR opened the season on Sunday, and William Byron became just the 5th driver to win back-to-back Daytona 500s. Byron is the first driver to win the race back-to-back since Denny Hamlin in 2019 and 2020. Tyler Reddick, Jimmy Johnson, Chase Briscoe, and John Hunter Nemechek rounded out the top 5, while Alex Bowman, Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric, Justin Allgaier, and Chris Buescher finished 6th through 10. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.